discussing today with Emily Score at Growth Energy. Talk to us a little bit about just some of the latest things that you guys are working on.
In Washington, a big focus for us is always making sure that we get our renewable volume obligations, the blending obligations out. They're woefully delayed, so we are still waiting for EPA to come out with those for 2021 as well as 2022. I actually earlier this week testified before a House subcommittee hearing, and that was a big part of the conversation, and it was good to hear both Republicans and Democrats on that committee echo my expressions of frustration and really anxiety. We've got too much uncertainty in the marketplace right now. We've got to get those out. Another more exciting part of the conversation, though, is the growth potential of E15 and higher blends of ethanol. That's, of course, how we continue to recover as a real economy. That's how we address climate change, by bringing more access to a lower carbon fuel for consumers. So, you know, liked the opportunity to talk about if we move to E15 as a nation, we would save $12.2 billion in fuel costs every single year. And I think there is so much conversation on fuel prices right now. Important to emphasize, hey, you don't need to go to OPEC to do something about this. You can use more ethanol to extend the fuel supply and help consumers out a little bit.
Talk to everybody a little bit. Like, if you don't know what E15 is, kind of walk us through that process.
And most consumers don't know E15.
No, we really don't.
Yep. So when you go to the gas station and you press that 87 button, odds are that's going to be blended with 10% ethanol, and often there's a sticker that says 10% ethanol. The opportunity for consumers is a blend that has a little bit more ethanol. It's sold as unleaded 88, so you just go press that 88 button, and you're going to get a little bit higher octane. You're going to get more ethanol. It's going to burn cleaner, and you will save between 3 and 10 cents per gallon. So most consumers are attracted to it because of the price savings, but it's also the highest value choice that you're going to get at the pump.
So now, do you have to have a specific type of car that takes this, or no?
95% of the cars on the road are approved for E15, any car 2001 and newer. So, you know, most of us, it's a fuel that's going to be a great choice for us. And again, it's a fuel choice. It's offered at about 2,500 stations across 30 states. And so, you know, we are working hard with retailers to make sure that they understand why this choice is a great thing for them to add. And the retailers that are selling E15, they see how much consumers appreciate the product because they see the demand. And that in terms of the volume of gallons they're moving, for many of them, it's the most popular fuel that they're selling.
Well, and you mentioned with the price of fuel going up, this is a really good option.
It absolutely is. I mean, a lot of the questions that I'm getting are about fuel prices right now. And so, you know, we are kind of making sure that we're communicating to the administration, hey, ethanol is, we're here. We're readily available. We can be used in 95% of the cars on the road, higher blends. And you don't need dramatic changes to be able to benefit from what we can provide consumers.
Well, as we wrap up this year, what are some things that Growth Energy is excited about?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, drivers have returned to the road.
Yes.
And so we are nearly back at kind of pre-COVID levels in terms of driving and fuel demand and ethanol demand. So that, first and foremost, is what is exciting. I'm really excited about the conversation around climate and low carbon. We are a low carbon fuel. We continue to be more low carbon. If you look at the efficiencies and the innovations taking place at the plant and on the field. And so our focus really is inserting ourselves into these climate conversations so policymakers in states and the U.S. government and federally understand we're available, we're affordable for all communities. You know, embrace us and you can start to immediately achieve some of your climate goals.
Emily, always good to see you.
Great to see you.